going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Dana just called me frumpy.
No, I didn't.
Yes.
Is that what was going on in there?
Yes.
I always wonder when you get a deadpan death stare and she is just busting up laughing.
I just
trying
like,
to hear the laughter back
no,
and explain herself.
I just said
herself.
To Sam, I said, have you ever said something that you meant as a compliment and it either was not taken that way or not received that way or it came out the wrong way? And Sam replied, all the time.
So Dana was half listening to me as I was talking to her during the news break.
So like and the rest of the day?
Yeah, she was typing something. I don't know. And so she's doing two things at once, typing and then kind of sort of listening to me. And I was talking about a guy or gal that the two of us know, and I was speaking as that person. And I'm not going to say who it was.
It doesn't even matter.
It's not anybody in this building. It's somebody that Dana and I both know outside of the building. And I said, but can you imagine? I mean, and I was speaking in the vein of that
person.
In the
third person.
And I go, you know.
But Sam, it sounded like he was talking about himself.
And I go, I'm not pleasant.
I thought, well, I don't know that I agree with that.
I have no discernible skills.
I agree with that.
I'm frumpy. And she goes.
And I go, but yeah, but in a good way.
No, you said, yes, you are.
And then I said, but in a good way.
And that's when my face deadpanned and okay. I'm looking at her.
He goes, I'm not talking about me. And I said, well, it sure sounded like you were.
Wow.
Now, Sam.
Was it clear that you were talking about this
other
individual?
No, it was not.
If
he was
you
mumbling.
Were listening, no, I was not mumbling. If you were listening to the words coming out of my mouth, it was clear I was talking as this person.
It's like that time an intern said, where were you for the riots? And I went, which riots?
You know, the 1965 riots in Kansas City. 1960s.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And then there's just this dead silence and everyone just cracks up. And I go, how old do you think I am? And he goes,
oof.
I don't know, ma'am.
By the way.
Yes, Frumpy.
It's Mr. Frumpy to you, youngin.
Sorry.
We did come up with some lines that we are going to stop using on the show.
Oh.
This came up on Festivus Friday.
Okay. Can I guess?
Yes.
Me and you.
I think we both have used it.
Okay.
It's a very trendy phrase these days.
Dana, I believe you used it earlier today.
Oh.
Somebody on the text line called it out.
I used it earlier today.
And I hadn't had time to tell you that we have decided to ban some phrases.
Okay, I'm going
to
write them down. I've got a little pad and a paper here.
Do you
here.
Remember the other one? I only remember the first one.
I only remember the one.
I have a little
earlier.
List of my okay. own that has been going on in my head that, if I may.
Oh, boy.
This came up several months ago, and I mean.
This is going to be about me. This
many
I can
months
tell.
Ago, and I'm just going to say what happened.
The mayhem is unfolding.
I was pretty having right. a conversation about the show with Majani. And he said, have you ever noticed that Scott says this quite a bit? And he
Is
says,
it, if I may?
No, it's no. He says it's interesting because the other person who says it all of the time is Coach Bill Self. And I said, well, I guess I never thought about it. But then once he brought it up, I have noticed that you say it from time to time. It doesn't bother me. It's not offensive. I just think it's funny.
Would you like to ban it from the show?
Well, let me ask you if there's another way that you could say this, and then you give me one of mine.
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken.
If I'm not mistaken. I didn't know that I said that a lot.
I think you say it quite a bit because we are often, you and I both, mistaken.
That's true. Now that's true.
So now I'm more of a correct me if I'm wrong kind of gal.
Okay.
You're if
no,
I'm not mistaken.
Not.
Well, I'm never wrong. But okay, if there it is. One were to be wrong and needed to be corrected, that is the term I would use.
The term that came up on Friday during Festivus
that
we are banning from the show now.
Yep.
Because it's way overused, not just on this show, but in the
common vernacular.
Yes.
Okay.
I didn't have that on my bingo card.
Oh, we do say that quite a bit. Okay. Bingo card is banned.
Mm-hmm.
Text line has a suggestion.
Okay. Lay it on me.
I don't know if we're going to have time.
Oh, I think that's funny.
That's a joke.
Because that's out of Anchorman.
I don't know if we'll have time. If I'm not mistaken, we're writing that down.
I think that's out of Anchorman.
What else was there, Sam? Do you remember?
Old School.
Old School, that's right.
I do not, but the text line will.
Yeah,
okay,
there were a handful,
and it just kind of became a fun little exercise.
You know that we all speak, you guys, on this program, I think we looked it up, it's like 13 trillion words. It's a lot of words. There are some days that I just don't have any more words, which is why I get in my car and I turn on the radio and I don't answer my phone.
Do you guys remember the number? Because, I mean, I could go back to my text because you asked me the morning.
It's 13,000 hours.
Oh, I think it's longer than that, but... we were well into, was it 9 million, 19 million
words
that have been said on this show over the last 14 years?
We looked it up because it was the average American says this many words in a day. And then you and I correctly, you know, made the argument that it's
way higher for,
way higher for us because of our job.
Right.
All I remember is it's 13,000 hours of shows, and that was several months ago. Give me another one. I'm making a list. Bingo card is now banned, if I'm not mistaken.
I'm not making this a topic.
Not looking to make... No, it's they misquoted you. Not looking to make this a topic.
Not looking to make this a topic.
Because what's funny about that is then we talk about it. You will say...
Right.
Not looking to make this a topic, but did you see... And then you start talking about it, and I'm like...
Well, then so do you.
Well, I'm not the one that said I wouldn't. Maybe I was looking to make it a topic. I'm not adding that to my list because I like it when you say that. Because it usually means it's political or it has something to do with guns, and I'm not going to talk about it.
Debbie Downer.
Not to be a Debbie Downer?
Yep. Man, a lot of people are saying, for the love of all that is holy, ban, I don't know if we're going to have enough time.
Oh, we're going to have time. No, I like that. I'll write it on the list, but I'm not going to stop saying it. I don't know if we'll have time.
So it's like in the 90 million word range on this program.
Is it 90 million? Okay, that's what I thought. That's not what I thought.
If I'm not mistaken, it was 90 million words.
Correct me if I'm
wrong. You were mistaken.
Now correct me if I'm wrong.
About 90 million.
Actually, he was mistaken. All right. We can take some constructive criticism.
Allegedly, we have to say that.
Yeah, that's a legal thing. So sorry about that.
Well, I'm sorry. When I say that Harvey Weinstein has sexually assaulted so many people, allegedly. I can't keep them straight.
No, he's been convicted.
That's actually a fact. And he has been convicted.
Now, granted, he's being retried in New York, I think it is.
Yeah, that jury is not getting along. You guys, they are fighting. There have been alliances, and people are ganging up. And I'm concerned he is going to be retried.
Okay, hear me out.
Okay, I do say that a lot. Hear me out. But I do want you to hear me out.
All right, finally, somebody likes, I don't know if we're going to have enough time.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I don't know that I can get rid of hear me out.
Did you know that there's a Meet the Parents 4 coming out?
And here's why.
And here's why what?
That's what they
That's
say.
One of the phrases.
Ban, although they say banned.
And here's B-A-N-D. Why. What?
Wow, I didn't know we were going to get it all up in their grammar.
Well, they're getting up in ours.
We asked them to.
That's true. No, that's true.
Right. Meet the Parents 4 is coming out with Robert De Niro and Ben Stiller.
We've already met all the parents and then now they're grandparents.
Correct.
Oh, I don't want them to ruin that. I think Meet the Parents, the original, is one of the funniest films
it is.
I have ever seen. And the others are all right, but
What was the third one called?
Meet the name of the family was the right. follow-up.
And then
meet the in-laws?
Meet the baby?
I don't know. We need to stop meeting people. It was funny the first time.
The first one is a classic.
I don't know if we're going to have time.
Oh, no. There he goes.
Now, Sam, hear me out.
If I'm not mistaken.
And correct me if I'm wrong. All right?
And here's why.
We are keeping an eye on all things Los Angeles. As we speak, the president today activated 700 Marines to respond to the protests in L.A. They're basically just staring at each other. The protesters and the National Guard, and I don't know if the Marines are there yet or not.
So they're not rioting or invading buildings?
And there doesn't seem to be any trouble. Now, granted, they're in the streets, but that doesn't make it unpeaceful.
By the way, Meet the Parents 3 was called Little and then the family's last
That's
name.
That's right. Okay. And I'm not even going to say that name because I am not going to slip.
He's a man nurse.
Also on the list.
Okay. A little inside baseball.
Okay. That is yours.
That is mine.
Okay. The other term that means the same thing is we're going to show you how the sausage is made. I will never say that because it disgusts me. I would rather you say a little inside baseball than we're going to talk here about the sausage and how it's made. No, I don't want to know how your sausage is made.
Okay. All right.
It's so gross.
913-586-7798. We don't have to make – let's just have a little fun here for a minute because I don't want to talk about protesting and
– Do you have a relative that says something –
Yeah.
On a loop.
Not about the show.
No, just in your life, even like a significant other, where you're like, okay, we have to have a talk about you saying that.
Say it one more time, and you and I will never see each other again.
Especially if it's mispronounced. There's nothing worse than that.
Okay. We have a sales guy who uses the same phrase all the time.
Say the phrase, and let me see if I can figure it out.
My mom calls a meme a may-may, Sam. It's got to stop.
I can't say one of the words, but I'll clean it up. I'll make it PG.
Okay.
You know what they say about a dog who poops fast?
No, I've never heard that.
It doesn't poop long.
Is that Jack Ancona?
I've heard him say it 4 million times.
That might be uniquely his.
He doesn't poop long. All right, so maybe you've got a significant other, whatever, a parent, a coworker, a boss, who uses the same phrase all the time, and it is driving you out of your mind.
And it's the worst if it's your boss because no one feels like you can correct the boss.
I have a former boss who worked here years ago. You'll know who I'm talking about, who used this one word, triage.
Was he an emergency room physician?
No, he was not. He was a program director.
Right.
Neil Larimore.
We need to triage that.
He would. He'd say, Scott, in my office, we need to triage.
Well, let's put a bug in your ear and give us some suggestions.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates. From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're talking about the one line that somebody says, whether it's your spouse or a parent or a kid. If I hear the word like out of a youngster's mouth.
You don't like.
Well, like.
Like, what are you talking about?
Like everything.
What in the Sam Hill is coming up on the text line a bunch.
All right. The Sam Hill.
Who is Sam Hill? We've actually looked into this.
Yes.
Real person.
It is a real person. That one's on me. But I got it from Bob Mead, who used to be an anchor here at this radio station.
Mm-hmm.
When something would happen, he didn't understand it. And he was a very smart man, still is. He would say, what in the Sam Hill?
From the text line, my husband always says I have to use the facilities. Just say bathroom, dude.
I have to use the facilities.
Also, my dad tells every waiter or waitress, you know what? You're as handy as the pocket in my shirt.
Huh? What? Is that an insult or a compliment?
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
I don't think they know either.
913-586-7798. Let's go to Sandy in Lenexa. Sandy, hello.
I don't even have a full line. I have one word, and it's myself. And people use it so incorrectly all the time. They'll say, John and myself are going for a ride. It's John and me.
Or I, depending on... Not to correct you, Sandy, but in that case, it's I. But people also say I, myself.
They use myself. It's a more sophisticated word, and they put it in the wrong place where they should be using just me.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Sandy.
Here's one that I know Scott loves.
What?
For me personally.
Yes, I was just going to mention that. Thank you.
Thunder? Sorry.
It's okay. That one drives me crazy.
For me personally.
Well, if it is...
It's just for you.
If it's something that you're thinking about, then it is personal. For me personally, I don't like that.
I have one that I say.
Okay.
And I know that I do it, but I do it as an awkward way to get out of a conversation that I foresee going on for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
What a world.
What a world we live in.
What a world. That's all. I'll just say what a world.
What a world.
Yeah. That's my indicator that, yep, done with that conversation.
Scott is notorious for saying, let's be honest. I always chuckle when I hear him say that because it gives the implication that he
has not been honest.
Aaron in Kansas City. Aaron, good afternoon and hello.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Long time caller, first time listener. Appreciate you taking my call. I have two.
You have two? Okay.
One is a phrase and one is just a word. So I'll start with the phrase, and the phrase is at any rate. So this is oftentimes utilized when you may be hearing a lecture or somebody's trying to explain something to you. And common days, it would be the word anyways, but in this case, it's the word at any rate. So I've heard it oftentimes being utilized, like I said, when somebody was instructing me on something and every time they would pause or every time they would get to an area where they were looking for a segue word into what they were about to say next, they would use the word at any rate. And pretty soon it just starts being any rate. And it just drives me crazy. I think it's just overly utilized.
Okay. What's your other one?
All right. So the other one is the word my spouse uses in reference to her sister is sissy. It's like nails on a freaking chalkboard.
Oh, when she calls her, my sissy called today, like that?
Yeah. And so I have two little girls at home. And so and bless their hearts, I love them so much, but my wife will look at one and say, hey, where's your sissy, or is your sissy doing that? And it's just, it's, yep, breaking those earballs every time I hear it.
Right. Earballs?
You just need to say, you mean her sister?
A couple from the text line that are really good. I hate this phrase as well, texter. It is what it is.
It is what it is. I'm adding that to the list.
I hate that phrase. And then the other one that somebody writes in, and they're absolutely right. I can't stand it when people say this is the first annual. No, it's just the annual. First.
Or the first.
It isn't an annual until you've done it twice.
Yeah.
Then it becomes an annual.
With all due respect, or no offense, but.
Yeah, because when you say with all due respect, you're about to say something that is not laden with respect.
Correct.
Gloria in Kansas City. Gloria, good afternoon. Hello.
Hi. So I used to have this coworker that thought she was going to climb the corporate ladder by tattling on everybody. So whenever there was a complaint, she'd say, oh, it's already been elevated to corporate.
So it's been elevated to corporate.
It's been elevated.
It's been elevated to corporate. So whenever, when she ended up getting elevated out the door, we were like, oh, she got elevated.
You know, I've caught myself like, and I only do this with tea at home for some reason. I don't know why. But if I'm getting ready to tell a story, I'll say, you know, it's funny. Dot, dot, dot. Maybe she'll decide if it's funny or not. But I don't know why I say that little phrase before I tell every story. You know, it's funny.
You know, it's funny.
And then I go on to tell my story.
You do. You're right.
Now, are you saying that to try to make the story funnier?
Or prepare her for a funny story on the way? I don't know.
By the way, I have the 10 banished words in 2025.
Can you save them for a second? We're at the bottom of the hour, Sam.
I can circle back.
Just hear me out.
Like I said.
After the break.
That's another one that just came in. Like I said, or anywho.
A little inside baseball. It's time to get a break.
It is what it is.
913-586-7798. 586-7798. Here on Dana and Parks.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Sam, can you repeat to the good people, what you told me off the air, RE, Los Angeles.
Which part?
According to a tweet that I saw about 15 minutes ago, they declared an unlawful protest for one of the gatherings. I believe there are three now throughout downtown L.A. When you declare an unlawful protest, the protesters are given 10 minutes to disperse. We remember this from 2020 here in Kansas City on the plaza. If you do not disperse within that 10-minute window, they are then authorized to use additional force. Okay. I have not seen any indication. I have CNN up in here, and I've been bouncing around to other channels. I have not seen any indication of that additional force being used. But again, the tweet that I saw said that it was,
and this was declared, this was reputable, right?
It was reposted by it. Yeah, this is from Bill Malugan.
Okay,
a Fox News reporter.
Okay, let me go to Fox News. All right,
unlawful assembly declared by LAPD at the Alameda commercial in DTLA, downtown LA. Crowd being given 10 minutes to disperse. This is one of the larger gatherings.
Okay. We will keep an eye on that. If something happens before the top of the hour, we'll bring it to you live. Max on line five. Hello, Max.
Hello, Scott. Hello, Dana.
Hi. Well,
hello, Professor.
I've been listening for the last 20 minutes or so. If I was at home, I could be at more help, but I'm driving to a ballpark, which probably doesn't surprise you at all. But just this morning, I received one of the daily feeds that I get. And there was an article about how ChatGPT has created all of this cliche language. Mm-hmm. And they listed a lot of the things that you folks have been mentioning. And so maybe this lets you off the hook. Maybe it's ChatGPT that's caused this to buff up for you. But anyway, this article went on to explain that how some companies that use ChatGPT have now had to come up with criteria, and here are certain phrases that we can't have on our website, our memos, or any other kind of business communication.
Do you remember any? Do you remember them?
Oh, I mean, there were so many, and I think some of them were duplicate of what you folks were talking about. And again, if I was sitting in front of my computer, I could read them off now, and I hope you guys can find the link for that, because it is ChatGPT and cliches and
yep.
How it's the ruination of the language there. But
it's all connected, but not Professor, because the ChatGPT stuff and the cliches that are seeping more and more into our vernacular and people writing sentences for essays and all of that is one thing. Then you have the mispronunciations, and yeah. I don't know which makes me crazier, but I think it's the mispronunciations. And a photog, you'll love this, Max, that I worked with for years, just texted me and said, for all intensive purposes.
Intensive purposes.
Instead of for all intents. Intent and purposes. People do say intensive.
Or irregardless.
Oh, it drives me crazy. And do not get me started on supposedly.
Supposedly.
There is no B in supposedly.
Yeah, I'm kind of part of the grammar police there. I hear somebody's newscast, and I'll make the grammar corrections as I'm hearing the story read. So.
Right on. Hey, Professor, great to see you the other night.
Hey, it was great seeing you folks, too, and thanks again for your help.
All right, you take care.
Okay, bye.
Sam, you said you had 10 words that should be banned.
Yes, very quickly, I found some of the phrases that AI overuses.
Okay.
Nestled in.
Nestled
in. Nestled in.
Embark.
Embark, okay.
In conclusion, furthermore.
Furthermore.
Bustling, bustling. Look no further. Buckle up.
Buckle up.
Game changer.
Huh.
Let's delve into that. It's essential to, and more so.
Let's delve into that a little bit. Here's another one that everybody uses in the last probably 10 years. You need to lean into that.
Yes.
Lean in. Just lean into it.
As far as the 10 words that Lake Superior State University says needs to be banished in 2025, number one, cringe.
Huh.
Number two, a repeat from the AI overuse game changer.
What about moist?
No. No one should use that. Not even if you're baking a cake. No.
It's moist.
Era.
Era's a big one.
Everybody's using era right now.
Era, E-R-A?
Yeah, I'm in my I don't care about anything and I don't need to be anywhere era.
Okay.
Dropped.
Like on your head as a child?
That would be one use of that word, yes. If you know, you know.
There's one. If you know, you know.
Yeah.
Sorry, not sorry. 100%. Utilize.
Uh-huh.
Period. Why are you announcing your punctuation?
Well, I think that's for emphasis, you know. We're done here, period.
Period.
Scott's favorite of all time, skibbity.
Ooh, I don't like that word.
Skibbity?
Skibbity.
I don't like that word.
I don't even know that I've ever heard that word.
Yeah, skibbity.
What does it mean?
You would have to ask somebody who is
using
13.
The word skibbity?
Yeah.
All right. Sue in Gardner. Sue, hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, I've got several, but two of them drive me crazy. One is you might just be talking to somebody or be at the store and you say, thank you. No problem.
Yep. That's a good one.
No problem.
It wasn't a problem before.
Yeah. I'm going, what? I mean, oh, that irritates me. And then another one is, right? Yeah, I did that, right? I'm going to do that, right? Good grief. There's one, too.
Good grief?
I kind of use that a lot.
We need, Sue, though, we need, you know, I was thinking about my late grandfather, my father's father the other day, my beloved grandpa, and he used to say.
Is this the one who was in the service? Or
this is the other one, and he was a farmer, and there were a couple of things he said that I think we need to bring back, and I don't know why this popped into my head, but he would always say, I suspect.
I reckon.
Anything you say, he would go, well, I suspect.
Huh.
Yeah. And I don't know where we stop saying that, but I'm going to bring it back. I want to normalize using that phrase.
Okay. And then how long until it becomes banned from the show?
5 seconds.
I suspect.
Specifically in corporate speak, pivot.
Oh, yes. We need to pivot.
Okay. I just thought of one. Speaking of corporate.
If you're not moving a couch, do not use that word.
Pivot. shut up. Here's one that drives me crazy. It's so corporate. Team building. I'm gonna get with my team and.
You mean central team?
Hey, we have a team. This is our team. No, get with my team.
No,
we have a band.
Yeah,
we do have a band.
Getting the band back together. But
Let me wrap my brain around that.
Yeah.
Here's another one. Why don't we circle back on that tomorrow?
With some triage?
It's always corporate. Let's circle back. Just circling back. It basically means you've ignored me. And that's really, if you get an email, say, just circling back, that basically means you have not answered whatever they were asking.
Or if I say, hey, let's circle back on that tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't want to deal with you right now.
I don't want to deal with you. You're getting on my nerves. Yeah. I'm going to circle back with you after I go home tonight and have some martinis and get a full breakfast tomorrow morning.
Why don't you circle back and I'm going to go in a straight line the other way?
Right. 913-586-7798. That's also the text line. Nathan in KCK. Hello, Nathan.
Hello. This is a common one and I wish it bothered more people. And I often hear it in this show and also in midday. A lot of times you guys present a news and you say that it is out of instead of from a place, which is so wrong. It should be criminal.
Next story comes to us out of Topeka instead of from Topeka.
Exactly.
That's a legitimate criticism. I don't know if it rises to the level of criminality.
Oh, this world would be a better place without it.
Okay.
Paradigm shift.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And when somebody says to make a long story short, is it ever a short story that follows that phrase?
No.
No. Or they've already been talking for 9 minutes, and then you go, well, to make a long story short, that means you pray that they are wrapping up.
From the text line, corporate speak, let's table that.
Let's table that.
Here's one that I'm guilty of, and I need to cut it out. And it's not even an original, but I'll say, especially if it's somebody I'm close with, like my kids or my brother or my mom, I'll say something, I'll make a point, and then I'll say, do you smell what I'm cooking?
No, I don't like that.
It's very innovative of you.
I know. Right. I get it with your corporate speak there again. But I stole it from Dwayne Johnson, who used to always say, do you smell what The Rock is cooking? And I'll make my point and say, you smell what I'm cooking?
That's not in my wheelhouse.
Hmm? Oh, not in your wheelhouse.
Wheelhouse, yes. That's good.
From the text line, guys, this topic is really unprecedented in length. Fair point.
Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks. Don't forget our podcast. It is available anytime you want at kmbz.com. This is interesting. From the New York Post, some of the most prevalent UFO conspiracy theories, including the ones about aliens being housed at Area 51, were fueled by the Pentagon.
Oh.
In an effort to provide cover for a secret weapons program, according to a bombshell report in the Wall Street Journal. A review by the Department of Defense found that in the 1980s, an Air Force colonel visited a Nevada bar near Area 51 and gave the owner fabricated photos of flying saucers near the secret government base, according to the Wall Street Journal.
Now, is that more plausible than little green men came down and they captured them? It is.
The incident renewed local fervor over UFOs, with the now retired colonel confessing to Pentagon investigators that he was on an official mission to spread disinformation and hide the true purpose of the site where they were testing the first ever stealth airplane.
Well, as a student of conspiracy theories, and you know, you're a master. I will say that is one of the greatest conspiracy theories, is that the powers that be, whoever they are, you always ask, who's they?
Who's they?
Mm-hmm. We don't know. The powers that be go around spreading false conspiracy theories to throw the people who are close to the truth off of their track. Does that make sense? Did you follow me there? Do you want me to circle back?
I smell what you're cooking.
Okay. I mean, we got to think outside of the box here to really get to the bottom of it.
By the way, my niece just texted in, Lydia, and this is one of my biggest pet peeve phrases. I could care less.
I could not care less.
Correct. Because if you could care less, you actually care.
You actually do.
About whatever it is. That's the last one.
Okay.
Thank you, Lydia. Thank you for listening to your uncle. A soccer fan died during the Nations League final yesterday between Spain and Portugal after falling from an overhead level onto the media platform below.
Like the guy at the baseball game.
I think this would have been a larger fall than, what was that, 21 feet or something
like
that?
It was onto a dirt track. This was onto a concrete.
Yeah, the incident occurred during the first period of extra time at the Munich Stadium. Tensions were high between the rival players and fans were becoming animated. Portugal, by the way, apparently it's important, went on to win in penalty kicks. But this this young person, doesn't say if it's a man or a woman, died in the first overtime period. Florida sheriff is accused of participating in a massive illegal gambling operation. He was granted a $1 million bond. Marcos Lopez, 56, was arrested and charged last Thursday with racketeering and conspiracy, both first-degree felonies, in connection with what prosecutors are calling a massive illegal gambling operation in Central Florida. The operation generated more than $21 million.
Woo!
He was elected sheriff in Osceola County in 2020. He took campaign contributions, personal payments from the operation before going on to play a multifaceted role in expanding and protecting the illegal enterprise, using his office to shield it from law enforcement. That's not good. Wow. Okay. $21 million in total. And we love these stories. There's a new villain living in Walter White's house. Joanne Quintana.
Oh, good luck, Joanne.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck.
Grew up in the ranch-style home in Albuquerque, New Mexico during the filming of Breaking Bad, which aired from 2008 to 2013. Now Quintana has to deal with fans of the show flocking to the famous house to take pictures, much to her chagrin.
Or to throw a pizza on the roof.
Well, wait a minute. So she lived there while it was being filmed. She knew it was a famous home.
Correct. But Sam, it's not really even the homeowner that I feel bad for, because you know what you're signing up for there.
Yep.
That cul-de-sac in that neighborhood is a nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
One of my children went and visited Santa Fe, New Mexico. They did the tour. They tried to go by and look at the house. There were angry signs like, get out of our neighborhood.
So Joanne is apparently sitting in her front lawn these days and yelling at fans as they approach the house to take a photograph or to throw pizza. By the way,
it's a famous scene in the in the series.
That's what I was going to ask. I've never seen it.
He throws a gigantic
spoiler. I'm just kidding.
Full pizza out of the box, the whole thing.
Okay.
Frisbees
like a frisbee.
It up onto the roof.
Okay.
And now people think it's funny to go do that.
So here's what she's yelling at the fans as they're approaching. You can take a picture from that corner. Do not get close. And no tripods, no nothing. One picture, you go.
No tripods? What are we doing in a full
photo
shoot?
We don't want a professional here.
Somebody else came up and said, hey, I'm a huge fan of Breaking Bad. She said, the whole world is a fan, not impressed.
I believe she was also spraying people with her garden hose.
She got her garden hose out and was spraying people as they approached.
Is that a crime? Just trying to water my grass.
You're stepping on the grass that I'm trying to water.
That's
not my fault.
You want this grass to be luscious and green. I got to water it.
That's right. Want it to look good in your picture. We got to run. Bonus hour is next. On behalf of our producer today, Sam Stevie III, the greatest man in these United States, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright, my name is Scott. We will see you tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Be safe, be well, and be good to one another. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.